This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the EDU, education part of the big South by Southwest Festival in Austin, there is serious stuff, student data privacy, digital citizenship, but some of it is fun and games. How to use games to get students excited about learning. The market for educational games is $1.5 billion and growing in America. In Austin, Marketplace's Adrian Hill went exploring to see if any of these things are actually any fun.
My quest began with Phaedra Buenaderas from IBM.
Global lead for serious games and gamification.
Yeah, that's her real title.
It does sound serious.
Serious games, she tells me, are games that are entertaining plus. IBM is working on adding artificial intelligence to games to help students learn better. But designing an educational game that's actually fun isn't easy.
Now you can start to enter into the realm of what I like to call chocolate-covered broccoli when you do it wrong.
Dum-da-dum-dum. Chocolate broccoli is the thinly disguised anti-fun. Buenaderas hinted there was another path, so I moved on.
Okay, team at home, you should have already gotten your compass. At least I hope so, because you're going to need it.
This is Brain Chase, a treasure hunt for kids created by Alan Staker. To move ahead, kids have to read, take online classes, and solve puzzles.
You have to start with a quest. Get them in the shoes of a protagonist.
And educational game designers can't rely on violence to keep kids interested.
Grand Theft Middle School.
Yeah, Grand Theft Middle School. You can't have Grand Theft Middle School. So right. How do you give kids stakes that they're engaged in that are age appropriate? Or is the answer treasure?
It's always treasure.
Brain Chase's treasure is a $10,000 scholarship. And educational games aren't just for kids. Paul DeVarcy is a high school English teacher in Toronto. During the last month of the year, he turns his class into the psych ward from Ken Kesey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
My students are put into the role of mental patients, and I take on multiple roles, either through videos or live performances, as the faculty that's running this mental ward.
DeVarcy uses Twitter and Facebook to post as the big nurse, challenges, questions, and quests for his students.
A really interesting thing about Kesey's novel is that his critiques of the more industrial elements of the mental institution that he describes in the novel coincide very well with critiques that we could levy against the education system.
Fun games can also be subversive. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.